Sorry, the new Masechta of Maseches Chagiga here. I'm going to, with Hashem's help, give an introduction now, and then we'll go through, I would like to go through all eight Mishnahs in the first parak. That'll put us in good standing. It would require some effort on our part, but we can do it. So first of all, just a brief introduction to Masechta. It's not a complicated introduction, because there's not that many moving parts with Chagiga. Basically, there are two topics in Chagiga. The first topic deals with the korbanos that you bring on the Yom Tov, on the regalim, I should say, to be specific. That's the topic of the first parak and half of the second parak. And then the latter part of the second parak and the third parak deals with the halachas of tum and tahara. Those are relevant because you need to be tahor when you bring your korban and deal with stuff on the regal, so, and eat the korbanos and kachrim and so. So we'll all see that later. So let me just, now on the first parak or so, we're dealing with the korbanos. Let me speak them out. There are three korbanos that one must bring during the regel. The first is called the olas re'ia. Literally, the ola, the burnt offering of re'ia being seen. I'll read you the pesukim afterwards. I'll read it now. Why not? The pasuk says, this is from in Devarim, Zion, it says, Shalosh pamim b'shana, three times a year, Yira'eh kol zechurcha, es p'nei Hashem elokecha. All your men will see the face of Hashem elokecha. B'mak mesher yivchar b'chag hamatzos v'chag ha'shuos v'chag ha'sukos. They will be seen they will see Hashem in the place that He chooses on the three regalim. That's Chag HaMatzos, Pesach, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, of course. Lo yira'a es pnei Hashem reikam. Don't see Hashem's face empty-handed. Don't show up empty-handed. You got to bring some with you. So that is the mitzvah of bringing the olas re'iyah. The truth is actually, the pasuk that's read to you actually has both the mitzvah aseh and the lav in it. The mitzvah aseh is yira'a kol zechurcha. Every guy should be seen, and you wouldn't just show up empty-handed, would you? So that's learned that as a mitzvah aseh, when you come to be seen and to see Hashem, you come bearing olas re'iyah. That's a mitzvah aseh, and there's also a lav if you fail to bring it, because it says v'lo yira'eh es pnei Hashem reikam. Don't go seeing Hashem's face. Don't go visiting empty-handed. That's a don't do. So that's the lav. That's the mitzvah of the olas re'iyah. So it's an ola, and ola means it's fully burned. You don't eat it. It's brought on the first day of Yom Tov. That's the right time to bring it. On the first day of each of the three Yom Tovim. If you didn't, as we'll see, there's such thing of Tashlumen, you can make it up. You have a 7-day window to make it up. If you don't, you're over a mitzvah aseh and a lav, like I said. Midoraisa, so there's no shir. That's what we say. The rayon we mentioned when we say El Devarim She'elim Shir every morning. That's talking about the rayon, the being seen. That's olas re'iyah. But midraban, there's a shir. We'll see details inside. The second korban is the what's called shalmei chagiga. Shalmei chagiga means the shlamim. I don't know, the peace offerings of celebration, something like that. Chagiga. Remember yesterday we talked about in Hebrew you have nouns and verbs being the same word, so you have it here too. Really, a chag, as everyone knows, is a holiday, but the truth is, it comes from the verb to be chogeg or lachog, to chog, to celebrate, something like that, which means to celebrate with the chagiga. For example, in Shmos it says shalosh regalim tachog li bashana, three regalim, three times a year it's called on the three regalim. Tachog li, that's a verb, like celebrate for me in the year. But that is a reference to, that is the source for the mitzvah of the Shalmei Chagiga. So, chogeg means to celebrate, but with meat particularly. So therefore there's a mitzvah, every one of the three regalim, to bring a chagiga, which is a shlamim. So the Shalmei Chagiga, shlamim means that it's a shared offering, a peace offering. That means the usual stuff basically goes in the Mizbeach. The stuff that you wouldn't anyways, that's the chaylev and the yoser hasakav and the loaved liver then you have and the emurim, you know, the entrails, and we also have the alia on a lamb, you'd have the tail there. Those are not eaten, those go on the mizbeach. Then you have basically the rest of the meat goes to the person who brought it, except for the chaza and the shok, which is
he can share it, right?
He can share it. Yeah, I mean it's his. I'll say it. Yeah, it belongs to him. But it's called kache kalim, which means it's like the lesser sanctified food, meaning that it can be eaten anywhere in Jerusalem, inside the walls of Jerusalem, and by whoever he wants to give it to. And that's what could. That's yeah. Sorry, as long as everything's in place. But the point is, it's his to be given away to celebrate with, and that'll be his celebratory food. The Kohen gets the chaza and the shok, which is, I don't know, chaza is like the chest of animal. I'm sure it has a fancy name. Anyone know the technical name for that? Is it? I don't think it is the ribs, actually. No, it's not the ribs. It's like the breast. Yeah, the breast. Yeah. I think it's very big. I think it's very meaty. Basically, remember we saw those Mishnayos in Yoma. We saw like how many people to carry it. It's a choice cut. Okay, fine. The shok, that's like a shok is the I think is the right back thigh. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
So
I saw they had them there. We'll bring it over later, whatever. We'll see. So, right then, yeah. So, and then that goes to the person who brought it. That's his hishlamim. Now, those are both obligatory from the psukim, like I told you. There's another issue of a mitzvah of shalmei simcha. And this is like a little more. It's a mitzvah asay to bring, but it's not. Here's the issue. The issue is the pasuk says, "It says v'samachta b'chagecha, you will rejoice on your holiday." There's a gezeira shava that learns that simcha is only with basar, with meat, dafka. So it says you will rejoice on your holiday. Ata avincha v'itacha v'abdecha v'mascha v'alevi v'ager v'yasomim v'yasom v'almana asher b'sharecha. You and everybody else is going to all celebrate, right? So that is, it says, Shivas Yamim Tachog Lashem Elokecha. For 7 days you will party it up, Tachog, celebrate. Abubak Mashar Yivchar Hashem, Ki Yivrech Hashem Elokecha, Bechol Tuvascha, Bechol Maase Yadecha, Ba'isa Ach Samech. You'll be only happy for those 7 days. So that's the source that everyone has to be eating meat. And that's like, you know, there's a lot of people there. You got you and your sons, your daughters, your servants, your maidservants, your the Levi, the Ger, the Yasom, the orphans, the Almana, the widows. Everyone's got to eat meat, everyone's got to enjoy. So there's going to be a shortage of meat. One chagiga ain't gonna cut it. So therefore, there's another mitzvah. That's the mitzvah here. Shalmei simcha, bring more shlamim for like rejoicing purposes. So there's enough meat to go around. So that, in theory, if you're like a small guy with a small appetite and you bring one, you want to bring one big shlamim, then you're good to go. You'd be yotzi. The technical point here is it would depend. Just let me speak it out here. Really. So celebrate all 7 days. When you bring a shlamim, it's kachay kalim, meaning it can be eaten in your shalim by you, but still you only have those 2 days and the one night in the middle. Oh, it's hard. It's like if the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot is a Tuesday, and I bring my, like it's a what's called a yom shlishi. So I'll bring my carbon sometime on Tuesday midday, and then the whole rest of Tuesday afternoon. What we call Tuesday nights into Yom Ravi, and then the whole of a Wednesday day, the full of Yom Ravi, will all be allowed to be eaten that animal that I brought. But by Wednesday night, at the onset of Yom Chamishi, it's too late. That's already you left it too long and has to get burned. So there'll be a technical problem of on most, except for on Sukkot and Pesach, there's no way you can stretch out your chagiga to last long enough. On Shavuos, in theory, you could. Just 1 day. The point is, to the extent you need more meat, you have a mitzvah to bring more meat as in the form of shalmei simcha, so that everyone, you and everyone else in on your team, who you want to share with, has meat to eat all the days of Yom Tov. So that's the third carbon you bring, shalmei simcha, which we brought throughout the whole holiday, more shlamim being brought as you eat them. So those are the three mitzvahs, yeah?
Yeah, so on Shavuos, you don't have all that time.
You may not need. Shavuos, you may not need to bring shalmei simcha. That's why shalmei simcha is like, it's a mitzvah asay, but it's not. It's only the mitzvah is to make sure. I'll put it in my own words, so to speak, to make sure you have enough meat for everyone. And if you, in theory, do, you wouldn't need to bring any additional besides your chiga. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time, big time. We've said that normally there's 24 groups of Kohanim. Everyone works basically a week at a time, so basically work twice a year. But during the Regalim, all hands on deck, everyone's working full time. Yeah, lots of korbanos being brought, and everyone's eating. Everyone's making barbecue. So that's that. Now, so those are the three korbanos. Those are the topic of our first parak and a half. So if you don't have a joy from it, then well, maybe you're crazy, but you would be exempt, I guess. If you don't have a simcha from it, you wouldn't have to eat it. But I think you may need it, technically, to eat a kazayas of it. Anyways, I think. Not sure. I'm not sure. Actually, maybe we'll see it inside here. Yeah. Now, let me just speak out. So that it comes out then, you have three mitzvahs asei. Like from the pesukim I read for you, a mitzvah asay to bring olos ri'ia, shalmi chagiga, and shalmi simcha, and one lav, of not showing up empty-handed, lo yira'es panei Hashem reikam. Just as a note here, we've seen in pesachim, if you recall, we talked about the chagiga a little bit, and the chagiga that you bring. Remember, we said that the korban pesach has to be eaten alasova when you're full. Already satisfied, so therefore we have to bring another shlamim, and you would on the 14th on the eve of Pesach, and then you'd eat that as your main meal. Remember that, and then once you're full, basically, then you bring out the korban Pesach and eat from that korban Pesach. Also, that shlamim is not the chagiga of Pesach. You'll have a chiyuv to bring another chagiga on Pesach on the first day of Pesach. Just speaking that out. Okay, that's just to be clear. Okay, so everyone's got lots of meat to go around. That's that. Okay, the details we'll see inside. But that's the introduction. Fine.